Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson joins us on today's program to discuss the upcoming Excellence in Electives Night on February 13th and the latest surrounding renovations at the high school. What is Excellence in Electives Night and what's really the importance behind it?
Excellence Elective is an opportunity for our students in elective classes to showcase what they've accomplished, what they've created throughout the school year. So we'll have multiple electives presenting stuff from everywhere from Project Lead the Way classes about some of the engineering things to ag to industrial tech. Family and Consumer Science will be cooking food, having appetizers throughout the night. We'll have some of the foreign languages doing some song and dance. Journalism will do some different things also. So we'll have multiple things throughout the deal. And as you enter the building, you'll have see most of those groups. Some will be in the cafeteria. Some will be in the West Gym. Also, when you go down to the auditorium, we'll have show choir performing at 5:30. After that, we'll have our Jazz One performing around 5:55. After that, we'll have orchestra performing around 6:20. And as you enter the gym auditorium area, both hallways will be filled with the presentation of different artwork throughout that area. So it's a great night for us to sort of showcase things that students do amazingly well that you wouldn't see in a normal thing. Also, you can come and do a welding simulation if you want to. And so there's a lot of different things that will be going on that night. A lot of it's hands-on. A lot of it's sort of display, but it's just a variety of activities throughout the night. And our kids have really gotten into it, enjoyed it, and our community's supported it outstanding for the last, we've been doing this for probably 6-7 years, so it's been a great experience for us.
And how have parents and students both reacted to this? Because it's really an interactive night.
Yeah, it is an interactive night. I think the parents are of those students displaying work, are performing, are doing different things. We have great community support. Parents will be here. But it's also a chance for them to see different things that go on at the high school that they maybe weren't aware of. Like what happens in art classes? What happens in our pre-engineering class? What do you do actually in ag? You know, what is a welding and welding simulation? What actually is that going on? So it's a great opportunity for parents to see different things that their son or daughter could be involved with throughout the high school.
Well, you mentioned getting into the front entrance. That's been a difficulty for the past 6 or 7 months here at Pella High School, but finally it's reopened. What does it mean to have that front entrance open and really be here in this nice new office that you have after spending most of your time across from the library?
It's been amazing. The front entrance, when you come to see it, it's warm, welcoming, very open with all the glass and everything else. It's just been really, it provides a great feel to our high school. As you come in, you see everything. And the really exciting thing is you sort of just see the first part of the high school renovation.
What is the work that really needs to be done between now and even next academic year?
Yeah. The east wing is coming along. You'll notice the curtain window wall is done on the wrestling room. The wrestling room has been completely repainted. I mean, the new wrestling room is painted, so we're really looking for a couple weeks from now putting in the floor, putting up the mats and that. So that's getting close to completion. If you talk about the big area, the commons, kitchen area, that's going to seat 350. They're starting to put up the window walls on that. They'll also start, hopefully, the tiles starting about next week. The locker rooms are getting close to being done, except for the ceramic tile with that. So we're getting along there. The athletic area with the weight room and multi-purpose room. We got delayed a little bit with the heating and cooling. We had to do a little bit redesign with that. So the goal is to have all that pretty well done by spring break so we can move down there and start serving out of the commons area and doing all that in that temporary wall that you come in for events. Hopefully we can get that down at that time. We do have permanent heating in there, so that's been great. So that's been a good situation. So we're really progressing well there. Moving forward, we're trying to make a decision. They're outside the main office area. That hallway is going to be a slanted skylight. If we can get that done in a week, that will be done during spring break. If we can't do it within a week, we'll push that back till the summer. And so once we get done with that area, then we'll start with the center of the building, where if you can think about as you come into the school, you have the commons area. So that commons area will all be redone into a basically a lobby area, three sitting lobby area, art room, special education room, And for a lot of people, they will probably jump up and down. The restrooms outside the office will be completely redone. So it's been an interesting process. So the goal is that everything's done for the start of the 2017-18 school year.
Once again, that was Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.